Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're getting me football horny, as Clint would say.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
Yeah, it is. Mokarum Injury Lawyers, baby. Hard as hell to say, but always easy to dial. 281-222-2222. If you or a loved one's ever injured in an accident, you know who to call. There ain't no doubt about it, man. Mokarum Injury Lawyers. If you're out there and you're listening, however you're listening, we greatly appreciate it, baby. We appreciate everybody out there that's watching on YouTube and Twitch as well. I want to encourage everybody out there to download the Odyssey app. We greatly appreciate it. Keep us on your hip. Take us everywhere you go. AUDACY. The Odyssey app has got everything right there at your fingertips. Obviously, you can listen live. There's rewind features. You can go back and catch. You can catch Nick Caserio whenever he's on with Payne and Pendergast and Boys in the Morning. You can also find every segment that we have individually podcasted right there. So you can pick and choose what you want to listen to, as well as all the podcasts that you could possibly imagine, including the Big Orange Wagon that Tyler Milner and Patrick Creighton put out. All things Astros. They are rocking and rolling. You can find it there as well. That is the Odyssey app, AUDACY.
True MFers.
There you go. We got a lot going on, y'all. Astros cranking back up tonight. We got some movement in the expected rotation for this very, very important Mariners series. We do not have a lineup out yet that I've seen, but we will stay on top of it. We'll have that for you. MLB cranks back up. Astros crank back up tonight, and I'm looking forward to that. Also, turn that thing on. What's up?
Well, you should.
Yeah, baby. We got the Texans going to reporting next Tuesday, on the field next Wednesday. We got us a party Monday, boys. We got us a little media kickoff party with the Texans.
All right. Don't get fired, baby.
I always have a lot of fun at these things.
I know it. Operation Don't Get Fired,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah. Hey,
drinks are flowing.
Drinks are flowing.
Whiskey on the McNair's tab, baby.
Finger foods out there. And every year when I leave, Tyler's get just rounded into form. And I'm like, keep my fingers crossed that we got tea on Tuesday.
No lies detected.
He's going to show up nasally, but do we have tea? Is he going to show? Is his fob going to work? That's
the key. I love you, Omar.
That's the key. That's right. Big O, we greatly appreciate you, bub.
Shout out to you too, Lenz.
Everett, I like you too, even though you're on, you're with the enemy now over in Tennessee.
He won't be there, man.
Come on, he's not going to be there, but you can still like him. He's a good dude. Solid
dude.
I love
Everett. Yeah, he's a great guy.
Shout out to you, Lindsay. Said his name wrong for 3 years.
Who, you did?
Yeah.
You got Lindsey Fox, right? You got Foxy?
I got LF.
Got it. Got it. All right, Texans, big media kickoff party. I'm looking forward to it. Always good grub. Always good catching up with those guys. That's when you know that it's fixing to get real around these parts, and the hours are fixing to go a little longer with practices and and eventually games and the action's getting kicked off. It's going to be fun. Also, right now, the Open Championship, formerly known as the British Open. I don't know why. Is that illegal to talk about?
No, you can call it either one. You can call it either one.
I kind of get confused, and I'd be honest with you. It's always the British Open because John Daly. I remember walking through John Daly's house and seeing these two trophies that looked like his kids had been playing with them outside in the dirt up on the shelf in a dark room. And I was like, JD, that's I mean, the two wins you got, PGA Championship and the British Open. One, I thought the trophies would be a lot bigger and a lot better looking. But two, you got them in a dark
room. You get to hold them?
I didn't pull them off the shelf, no. They were absolutely filthy. They were. I'm not joking. They were absolute. I don't think he's ever shined one of them.
Wow.
They were in a room where you'd have to walk. I walked in his living room out by the pool, all hanging out. I had to walk to a back bathroom, and on my way back through, I walked through a den that just had, you know, some memorabilia in it. And I just happened to look up, and above the fireplace, two little trophies sitting there. I mean, if I didn't know he had won them, I wouldn't know what they were. That's how unassuming they were. Wow. And how dark it was and how dirty the trophies were. Not dirty as in like John's a dirt. Well, you could imagine John probably.
John's probably
a tad bit dirty. The point was they hadn't been polished at any point in time. But speaking of golf, Scottie Scheffler. Scottie Scheffler is leading the Open Championship right now. The significance here, obviously, number one in the world. No surprise that he's leading. But Scottie's got to get to this career Grand Slam mark, right? Who'd we see? Is that Rory that got to it earlier?
Rory got to it earlier this year.
Rory!
Scottie Scheffler's got two Masters championships, and he's got one PGA championship.
It does feel like he's won more majors than that. He's just won everything else.
He has really
crushed the Phoenix Open.
He needs the... Travelers. Yeah, he's won a bunch of them lead-ups, hasn't he? A bunch of warm-up tournaments.
Travelers. Yeah, he's drilled those.
He's won a bunch of those. All right, he needs the two Opens. He needs the Open Championship, obviously the U.S. Open, to complete the career Grand Slam. He is the leader after day two at 10 under. He shot 7 under today. Fitzpatrick is second. There's a couple things that stick out, I think, on the leaderboard for me is there's a fella out there called Gotterup. I could have a lot of fun with that last name, Tyler. Gotterup. I'm sure it's pronounced differently, but... I mean, I feel like as a man, it's my duty to pronounce that as Gotterup.
Gotterup, and
we could have a lot of fun if that was a buddy of mine.
Do you think he embraces that, or you think he's over it?
I think I'm butchering the hell out of it, and I think.
Listen, that ain't the first time. People have decided to go with it as Gotterup, and I'm certain he's dealt with that most of his life.
Well, if he's not American, it probably doesn't sound like he Gotterup.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you. He has been a Gotterup for a while.
Gotterup is American, so I'm wrong. He is American.
Yeah, I wonder has he embraced it or if he's over it.
Oh, Chris Gotterup.
I remember we got in trouble once when I was working in Kansas City.
A good looking dude too. I bet you he did get her up a few times.
I got some news for you. That is exactly the pronunciation.
It's Gotterup.
It's Gotterup.
Is it really?
I got her ass up. Yes. It is exactly Gotterup.
I don't know who his buddies are, but if they don't have t-shirts made and Gotterup later down, Gotterup. Invited her home, Gotterup. If you don't have some sayings on these damn t-shirts, If you ain't the R-rated version of Kirk Cousins' friends that show up at the Falcons game.
She got me up, then I got her up.
That's right.
You may be surprised by this. I've gotten in trouble a few times in radio.
For got her up?
For comments and things I've said.
I believe that.
Shocked.
This happened to me. The Royals, they weren't real happy with me, and I had a meeting. They had a player. That's why I said, I wonder, is he embracing it? Is he cool with it, or is he just... Is he someone that gets really annoyed by
right,
it?
Right, right.
Royals had a player by the name of Richard Lovelady. So,
old Dick Lovelady.
Oh yeah, I see what you did. Yeah. it annoyed him.
Oh God, yeah. We got a message. We had to sit down there about. Come on, man. Just hey, guy. Listen, it's something he's dealt with his whole life. Like, just if you could just call him Rich, or you know, not really, because you know I'm. Now, you mind you, I'm in my 20s, so I'm really, I'm in my early 30s, so I'm really emphasizing. Oh, Dick Lovelady. Get him, Dick.
Hey, he could have been if he'd embrace the name, he could be the spokesperson for that old boy that does those advertisements on our station.
I think we had a song or an intro or something for him. I mean, we went all the way out. That's
why I got
you
in the face,
you got to be.
I hope he embraces. Got our ass up.
I mean, there's some, I could see where Ron could say some things where I would have to be like, nah, Ron, I love you, man, but you're wrong for that. I mean, come on, man. You got to, you know, you got to be a real, you got to be a sensitive, you got to be a sensitive ass man to be named Richard and be offended by radio hosts that call you Dick.
Well, Dick Lovelady.
Holy cow.
I mean, you got to be kidding me.
What a last name to match.
That couldn't go so.
I think he's still pitching. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, Ogata up. He's tied for fifth with guess who? There's several of them, but one of them's White Tyrone. A White Tyrone hat, and Ron was shocked by White Tyrone still playing some good golf, y'all.
That Tyrone hat, that is just not a match. That is just not a match, but that gentleman looks like. Now, he has his beard clean, though, but that is just not
a. He's clean. What is the white flag with the red cross? What is that?
Sweden?
It's not.
Netherlands or Sweden, maybe?
It's not McElroy's because it's a bigger Red Cross, but there's a bunch of them out there. Good gosh, didn't realize it. But yeah, White Tyrone, he's tied for fifth. Also, if you are a golf fan, not only is Scottie Scheffler leading, Fitzpatrick.
Oh, I'm an idiot. That's England. Sorry.
Is that England?
Not let that go.
Well, that makes sense. England. There's so many of them there, it makes sense. I didn't know we had that many Denmark golfer, pro golfers in the top 15. But okay.
That's my bad. I couldn't let that go.
On, right?
Must be a hell of a golf academy in Denmark.
Shocker you'd see the English flag at the British Open. I'm an idiot.
Not only is Scottie Scheffler leading the Open, but Fitzpatrick second. Ogata up and White Tyrone's tied for fifth. But Finau, Bradley, and Rory McIlroy are some of the bigger names that are up there towards the top. Obviously, Burns as well. The field, the top of this, the field here, the leaderboard, I guess, is pretty impressive. So this could be a really, really good tourney down the stretch to watch this weekend. Now, unless easy going Scheffler. Runs away with this thing, which wouldn't surprise me.
He shot a 64 today, so I didn't.
Yeah, 7-under. He was rolling, son. 10 yeah. back, but or 10-under. The Astros, they crank up tonight, and like I said, we will have the lineups coming up here pretty quick. I would not be shocked if there's something a little bit sideways there. We already had a little news about a shift in the rotation during this Mariners series. Ron will hit that a little later, but I think a big part of this second half of the season here. Ron is two guys, right? It's Lance McCullers and Spencer Arrigetti. You got to get those two guys back. And the question is really a simple one for me, is where are you at right now with Lance McCullers? 713-572-4610. Where are you at right now with Lance McCullers? Obviously, yesterday I gave you, you know, my opinion on Lance McCullers, and it made you think a little bit. But I'm confident and comfortable with where Lance is in terms of him coming back and at some point helping this team in critical moments.
To me, for the Astros, when you look at what they have, to me, at their best and experience, I would want Lance to take control of the third spot.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Like, and it's not just a, hey, the Lance that was of old. Now, he needs to get more consistent, but you can understand maybe he's not as consistent yet in his first 10 starts after sitting down 1,000 days and not pitching and not facing. But even this year, there's been about three or four starts where we've seen Lance, and Lance is, I mean, there was one against the A's where he was nasty, where he struck out 12 in like his fourth start back. I think he handled that Dodgers lineup really, really well. He went six innings, no runs. And one of those, and we've seen him in the postseason since 2015. We've seen him in the postseason perform, and he's a good performer. And then just stuff like he's got the capability of just missing bats, and he's done it many times, and he's done it multiple times this year. So for my thought is, if they're not making moves, Lance McCullers, to me, I know this sounds crazy, and I know Ocho is probably rolling over in his car right now, wherever he is. But I trust Lance more than I trust Spencer Arrighetti, who I haven't seen a lot of. I trust him more than all the others. And listen, I just can't put stock into the Christian Javier's and Luis Garcia and the JP Francis that they're going to come in and start. I'm not saying they won't contribute, but as we sit, it's July 18th. Yeah. Those guys aren't about to enter starting rotation.
Well, I think it's a two-horse race, right? I mean, here's the thing is, I like where Lance McCullers is in his comeback, if you will. But to feel, I need to see more from Lance McCullers to feel confident that three-hole starter in this rotation when it matters the most is going to be him. I just think it's a two-horse race. Spencer Arrighetti comes back at some point in time, and Lance McCullers comes back. Which one pitches well? Which one pitches the best? Which one steps up and takes a stronghold on that three spot in the rotation? That three spot, I may be crazy, but to me, that thing is just it's really a deal killer. I don't know how the Astros make any noise in the playoffs without that third starter being at least a guy you can somewhat depend on.
Maybe. It's just last year we watched a couple of teams do it with one or two starters, right? Detroit had one starter. I think the Dodgers had two that they were depending on.
Did, when the Rangers won it 2 years ago, they had Eovaldi had
Eovaldi and Montgomery. Yeah. That's all they had. So, but it does change things to where you don't have to just keep pitching guys on short rest. And Lance is capable of somebody. Lance or Spencer, you would hope, are capable of getting to a lineup.
Well, I like your point of Lance, the best that we've seen. And I've seen enough from Lance this year to think that he still could potentially have the great Lance McCullers in there. We've seen great outings. Now, we've seen bad ones as well, but we've seen a great outing. We've seen consistent outings. We've seen some struggle. But that we've seen enough of the really good to think that, hey, this this guy could no doubt run away with the third starter in this rotation and be a real impact player. The second half for the Astros, we talked about some of the bats yesterday. We talked about guys overall getting healthy. But the real X factor here, or the real wild card here, is Lance McCullers, and how good can he be, and can he put a stronghold on that third starter in this rotation? Because if he can, that'll be nasty. Fromber, Hunter Brown, and a really, really good, dependable, consistent Lance McCullers. That'd be a good way to roll into September, boys.
Yeah, text line coming through. Unless Lance picks it up, 4 or 5, Bill. Yeah, Bill, again, yeah, I'm not meaning the Lance that's pitching right now. The Lance is pitching right now is inconsistent.
He's got to pick it up. Yeah.
That's why I think the next couple of next month or so, his starts are really important. And the reason what I'm saying is, like, for me, if I'm a Texans fan, I would love if Juice Scruggs was the one who had that could communicate and do everything, and he was the one who could take the center job, because I think physically, like, he's probably the one that's most suited to be able to handle guys.
Absolutely.
I would hope that is the case. Now, it may not be the case because other guys are better communicators, but cross your fingers, the hope would be if he was as good a communicator physically, he's the guy. And to me, when you look at everybody's stuff and experience, I would hope that Lance is the one that could take it, because I like his experience and
I like
skills.
The way you punch that.
Yeah, I punched it in the air too, if you're watching. All right, coming up, we will give you the announcement. Some changes being made already out the gate with this series from the Astros, and we'll look at some stuff. Maybe these changes mean something coming off, especially off what we just talked about. We'll do that coming up next.
Should I say the Astros?
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Our Astros made an announcement earlier today. They are in Seattle, so it may be a little bit later before we get any kind of news or updates on the lineup. And I think that is a big deal. We have not heard anything yet about Jeremy Peña being back. We have not heard any moves or anything like that. That's one to watch to see if he makes it back. We heard there may be an outside chance that he can come back for the Seattle series and that he was doing well and feeling better. So that is one we're looking at. We will keep our eyes and ears open for that. As I said, they play at 9 o'clock tonight, so it's going to be a little bit later when it comes to the lineups and news. But one thing we did learn that did get dropped today was the announcement with the pitching rotation. Yesterday, or 2 days ago, excuse me, they announced that Brandon Walter, followed by Lance McCullers Jr., who coming on the text line, people believe that Lance is no longer a big leaguer. Lance McCullers will pitch on Saturday, and then it was scheduled to be Framber Valdez. That has changed. The Astros have announced a change to their rotation for the series against the Mariners in Seattle. Hunter Brown will now start Sunday's finale, and Framber will not. Valdez will pitch in the following series at Arizona per team. That's a report coming out from the Astros. So we were just really kind of confused a little bit why Hunter Brown wasn't pitching in this series. And now he is pitching in the series, but now this means Framber Valdez is getting bumped down to pitch in the Arizona series. So that is an interesting way they're going about it. We would think that it would make sense to pitch them both in this series as they open up, as everybody is fully rested. But they are electing to go the other way, so Framber will not pitch Sunday as previously scheduled. It will now be Hunter Brown.
Well, I think it's a hugely important series, obviously. So I'm with you, Ron. I don't quite understand. I was not hoping for one or the other. I was hoping for both of them in this series and Lance McCullers and you know, give our best shot for three straight games to Seattle. But that's not what we're going to get. Now you start looking at it of like what could possibly be going on with Framber Valdez. I did not see it, but apparently there was a comebacker that hit him in the shin.
Yeah.
And this could be a shin issue. Interesting shin issue. Yeah. Well, we talk about PTSD with this whole Christian Walker thing at first base. But if you want to talk about PTSD, boy, let's get a shin, a shin issue that all of a sudden gets stretched from a week to 2 weeks and starts pushing back starts. You start remembering back to that Kyle Tucker mess that the Astros.
He did continue to pitch in that game.
Yeah, so he should be fine. But I got to believe that it probably has something, a little something to do with that. Maybe he's a little tender coming off of it. Maybe he's tried to do, I don't know. Framber Valdez probably got a little extra cardio in over the break. Maybe you think maybe overworked it. Maybe a little soreness in that shin.
Yeah, that feels feels like Framber.
And now that he's back with the team and he's back with the docs and. The training staff, maybe they can get it right, and they wanted to push him back a day. I'm gonna stick with that, Ron.
What do you think is
game day or any day? Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Framber's go-to cardio. Is there a machine he hit? Like, I look at Framber, I don't feel like Framber loves cardio.
He goes to the local high school track when they leave, like, the gates open,
you think he's just a track runner?
Well, he needs something structured like that track to keep him focused and ready and know that he needs to sweat already some more.
I think he's the true, the real, the old school stair climber.
I could see that too.
That's what I mean. That's the most intense. I mean,
you think he wants intense? You feel that from Framber?
I think he waits and has no choice. And I think I think there is a strengthening component to climbing stairs that pitchers typically need that in their lower body.
Because I think Hunter Brown gets after. I think Hunter. I think Lance. I think they love
Diesel.
I think he will get on that treadmill and go. Framber looks like.
Yeah,
Framber, like you say, he's got to be drugged to it. All right, let me get this elliptical.
I hadn't done it in 2 days. I need to burn an extra 400 calories. I mean, I need some strength in there. Let me go ahead and get on this stepper.
Gotta get this Gosecki salt out of me.
Let me go no hands on the stair climber for 30 minutes.
He does look like a fella that when he retires, it could be touch and go.
Ooh, no question.
Oh, yeah.
No question. I mean, he's the guy, too.
This is going to be Jason Kelce.
I guarantee. No, it's not.
This is more Darrell Revis.
Yes, Darrell Revis, potbelly and all. He's the guy, I guarantee you right now, you go in there and he's on that stair climber, and I bet you have no clue who it is because he's got both arms and his head laid on the dash and a towel over his head.
You don't think he's reading a book?
He is hating life. Getting through it, man. Just get. I may be completely wrong, but Framber screamed. I'd bet money on it.
Maybe he's got a Peloton and he does the mountain climbing portion of it. The power portion of it.
Even then, he's leaned on that screen. I guarantee.
You think he takes his hair off for cardio?
He can't. You can't. It's not a wig. It can't come in.
Oh right, it's threaded in there.
It's in there. What a disrespect to Brandon Scott. By the way,
never say that about Framber.
It's a disrespect to Brandon Scott that he's just doing that.
Oh, Framber's disrespective. Yeah,
Framber is from the jump. I told two or three people that had no idea that Framber was doing that.
Oh, at the game, yeah.
Yeah, they said no way. I said yes, absolutely. You think he's been sitting there just been growing that? No, he took the shortcut. But what we've been just talking about here with their rotation, this weird thing because they are. They're electing to go with Brandon Walter to kick things off. We just talked about this with Lance.
Win tonight, we're going to sing a different song tomorrow, ain't we? Or Monday, ain't we?
I'm not.
I'm in my drop.
I don't care.
Cruising the street.
I don't care what you say. If you got C.J. Stroud and you decide to rest him for some reason and Davis Mills comes up and wins, it doesn't mean that C.J. Stroud, that was the right, call.
Celebrate the decision.
Yeah, that was the right call.
God bless.
No, do you think, at the deadline for you and 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, you could jump into the conversation we had about Lance and this right here with how they're announcing this rotation. Do you think pitching, starting pitching is the top priority for the Astros at the deadline?
Oh, man. That's a tricky question, Ron.
You just don't know the hell's coming back.
Well, you just all of it. You don't know who's coming back. You don't know if the youngsters are for real. You don't know if Spencer Arrighetti comes back or if Lance McCullers. You don't know if either one of those guys are going to be worth a damn come September. We have no idea.
Hold on. Clint, how good does this have to go for you to feel comfortable with Ryan Gusto, Brandon Walter, or Big C getting a start in the postseason? How good would this second half have to go for you to be comfortable with that decision?
Well, you'd have to get Jordan back, Pena back, Jake Myers back.
Any of those pitchers have to have for you to be
Gusto keeps doing what he's doing,
you can believe in Gusto.
I'd at least sit down and watch the game with a little bit of confidence. Tyler's Big C. I think the wheels have come off the last two times with him, and there's nothing overpowering with him anyway. When the wheels come off, it is a bad scene, man.
I got to make a trade before any of those three get on the mound.
I agree wholeheartedly.
There's nothing that can be done for me. There may be something Lance and Spencer or Getty can do to make me stop and pause, I cannot walk in to Yankee Stadium and Ryan Gusto or Walter or Big C get the ball. I can't do it. And I would have to make a move. So I think there's an argument that it is their most pressing need, because they're finding some way to piece this offense together. And Yordan just kind of changes things if he ever comes back.
That's true, because these guys come back. Is it even fair to think that the guys that we keep throwing their names around? I heard B. Scott and him talking about Christian Javier and Luis Garcia. Is it even fair
not as starters?
They may if everything goes according to plan. But I mean, is it really fair to even expect and try for the organization to depend on that? Does it even make sense for them to depend on that? I don't know. So I mean, I wouldn't. So yeah, look, that third spot in that starting rotation that we talked about with Lance McCullers and that we talked about with potentially Spencer Arrighetti, it would be nice for them to make a move. I would say that's the most pressing need. You make a move for that guy, and he's a surefire number three, and then you've got Spencer and Lance and Luis Garcia and Javier and all those guys coming back to kind of piece together that 4-5. I would say that's probably the most pressing
text line coming through. Left-handed bat with Victor Caratini being your best left-handed bat right now without Yordan.
Yeah, I'm just not a believer in the left-handed bat. I'm not a believer that you need it. I'm not a believer that
three starter.
I'm not making a move for a left-handed bat. Like, I'm making a move for a hitter that can help me, sure, in a need position, sure. I'm not. I don't feel it's like the conversation of the texter said earlier. Like, I'm not. Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez are not missing starts because there's a bunch of left-handed bats in a lineup, or because this team hits the fastball well, or hits the off-speed stuff well. Those are two guys that are they're pitching as many times as you can get them. That's it. Like, I've never been a believer in the left-right. I've never been a believer in needing left-handed or right-handed bats. When you're dealing with those top-tier pitchers, I don't believe in. There's no reason under the sun why I don't want them on the mound. And so the left-handed bat, sure, it'd be nice, but I'm not making a move for it.
All right, coming up, we've been looking at offensive linemen all week, guys that we think are starters. It's now time to go to the highest paid guy on that offensive line, Titus Howard. Where are you at with Titus Howard? What kind of pressure does Titus Howard have on him now moving in to right guard? We'll discuss that next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yeah, I mean, we got a chip on our shoulder, and people underestimate what we're going to be this year, but, you know, that's their problem. When that first game comes and we come out that ball and hit them in the mouth, they're going to be like, oh, these guys for real.
Changes the narrative.
Like, we've been putting that work in right now, and we're going to continue to put that work in training camp, and every day ain't going to be perfect, but I'll tell you, when that game one comes and they see what the Texans offensive line is about, we're going to be ready.
All right, that was Titus Howard, the most veteran returning offensive lineman that the Texans have. And he was talking that talk very similar to what Andrews was saying yesterday, hey, you're going to hear us. Y'all going to feel us. You're going to know you didn't play the Texans. And
Lake and Tomlinson's out Lakin there, too. So you're talking about it a little bit, isn't he?
They're feeling it. They're talking about it's a new look, and boy, do the Texans need that from their offensive line. But we've talked about several guys that we think are either going to be starters or contributors to this offensive line as we lead to training camp next week. And Clint, Tynus Howard, to me, if you look at it, you would say this is the guy that is the veteran guy that's been here the longest. He's a first-round draft pick. He got a new contract. He got paid as a top five right tackle when he got the contract. Now he is moving inside to play right guard now. One of the biggest needs that you had, right? That guard position, interior offensive line, was by far, with a bullet, the number one issue that this team had last year. He is expecting to fill one of those voids. I think you made the point earlier, they made the decision. That's the best route for us and not to go free agent-wise. What kind of pressure do you think is on Tynus Howard right now as he moves inside?
Well, we talked through this earlier, and this is where I arrived fairly easily, is there's more pressure on Tynus Howard right now than probably any time in his career. This, at least for me, I mean, I've always looked at Tynus Howard as like, the guy should be a right tackle until Laremy Tunsil's no longer here, and he should slide to the left tackle. Now, let him play the position. Let him be that. Quit letting him be the emergency at the interior offensive line when that part doesn't perform well. Like, leave him alone. Let him be a tackle. Instead, they move him inside, and then he plays mediocre, some good, but mediocre overall. And you're just like, you know, the guy. Some people arrive at a place the guy can't play. The reality of it is for the majority of his career, we've had to lean heavily into this cross-training of offensive linemen, which you would like to have a cross-trained offensive lineman, sure, but you don't want to lean into that when you're moving your highly paid right tackle inside, right? That's not the ideal of having cross-trained offensive linemen. This is a reality with Tynus Howard. There's no doubt about it that they've told him he's playing right guard. I don't care what his Twitter bio says. He is playing right guard. It appears that he has been eating and working out
and play that
and handling his nutrition as if he's going to be a right guard. I would be surprised if his weight room regimen, if his flexibility in a sense of playing lower with a lower center of gravity and playing in a lower stance and being up in that 2-point stance at tackle. Like, I would imagine that all of that training and all of that, the working out and everything it encompasses revolves around playing guard. I mean, I think this is the first year that we are going to see him play guard. He will have trained in every sense of the term for right guard. He's on the right side, not the left side, which tells you that they clearly like him coming out of a right-handed stance versus a left-handed stance. And so I think he's set up to succeed more so now than maybe he's ever been, right? You can say, hey, when he worked all offseason and was a right tackle and then got to play five or six games at right tackle, then he got booted inside at guard. So, I mean, that mixes that, you know, that to me – you know, that opportunity to establish yourself as a legit right tackle. It seems like we've talked about, we have to go back to one or two games that he's played at each position to determine how good he really is because he's been moved around so much. We hadn't seen enough of him at right tackle. We haven't seen enough of him at left tackle. We haven't seen enough of him at left guard to go, yeah, man, that's a real, we got to go back to when Jeffrey Simmons and Chris Jones, when he locked them up at guard. We got to go back to when he played really well against TJ Watt at tackle instead of talking about a body of work. This is the first year for me that there's no excuses. Like Tynus Howard, you're getting paid a boatload of money. There's enough film out there for everybody to know you're better on the right side than the left side, and you've trained your ass off to be a guard. There's no excuse why you shouldn't be the anchor of the offensive line, particularly on the interior side of it.
Yeah. No, I think there should be some, I don't know if slack or credit, give it to him. Whatever, there he is making a big sacrifice where he could have, you know, like said, no, man, I'm the right tackle, man. I'm a right tackle. You've been, as you talked about, you've been swinging me all over the place. But no, as you said, he appears to have said, I'm going to embrace physically what I need to embrace to play the position and get ready for the position, which maybe he didn't have the ability to do because he had gotten himself in a right tackle position. And he's embracing that. So I think there's a part there where you should feel like, all right, man, like there should be a real positive feel for Titus Howard doing this. But as I said earlier, where it boils down to it, you're the fourth highest paid player on this team. You're the one who knows it here. You're the one who has been in the offense as long as anybody else on the offensive line here. You're the one who's the returning starter from last year, it looks like, on the offensive line. Your spot can't be a problem.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Even it's a new one. Even though it's a new one, you're playing right guard. Like, yeah. Nick Caley and Cole Popovich and C.J. Stroud, as important as anybody, should have to be able to depend on you and not have to do things. All right, well, now we got to slide over and help him.
Yeah. I'll take it a step further, Ron. Look, I think the Texans obviously have to fix their offensive line play. D'Amico Ryan said himself, you got to fix it from the inside out, right? I don't know how much better this offensive line is going to be in 2025. But I'm going to tell you this. If this offensive line isn't much improved, it better not be because Titus Howard can't play right guard. As you said,
yeah,
he's making a boatload of money, right? He's trained for it. This was the plan for Cole Popovich, Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryans, and everybody involved, Nick Caley. This was the plan to fix your major issue was to move Titus Howard inside. The other part of that plan is a left guard position, right? Lakin Tomlinson was a signature sign this offseason. D'Amico Ryans has personal experience with him in San Francisco. I got to believe that weighted big time in the decision to bring Lakin Tomlinson in. And then you bounce Laremy Tunsil up out of here, which I have no problem with, but the replacement is Cam Robinson. I don't know if this offensive line is going to be better, but it better not be because Cam Robinson doesn't work out at left tackle. It better not be because Lakin Tomlinson can't play himself out of a wet paper sack at guard. It better not be because Titus Howard can't make the transition from tackle to guard, because there's a lot of plan and a lot of stock been put into those three moves in particular. If the center doesn't work or the right tackle struggles, I can live with that. Nick Caley, now you got to make the adjustments to make that happen. I mean, hell, our starting center right now is a guy that New England didn't want, and our right tackle is a second-year, second-round pick that needed to develop and needed to mature and put on weight out of Notre Dame from last year. So if those two guys, hey, I get it. But the right guard, left tackle, those can't be the problem. Those can't be the problem areas.
And there's a lot, like, this is the first time he's played it, right? They've never even moved him. They've moved him to left guard, right? Both times, the time he had to fill in and play against the Chiefs in the David Culley era, where he played well against Chris Jones. All the other times it's been left. It's a new position, but it is a position, Clint, in which you're saying, hey, we have to be able to depend on. Just like with Laremy Tunsil, right? That's why it would be such an eye-opening thing with Laremy Tunsil. Like, hey, man, we got problems across the other spots. You can't be getting beat by Josh Hines Smith or Josh Hines Allen. You can't just keep getting beat down. We need you to be able to hold it down on your end. So I do think there is pressure right there. As you say, man, the money, the amount of time you've been here, yeah, there is going to be pressure.
And Ron, the confidence that the organization has in the two guards that they have. You had major issues. Your head coach was talking about it, clearly frustrated with it after the season. You fired your offensive coordinator for several reasons, but the main one being you couldn't protect the future face of the franchise, right, in C.J. Stroud. And the answer was Titus Howard at guard, Lakin Tomlinson at left guard. I mean, those were the answers. So, man, those better not be the problem areas.
Yeah. All right, coming up as we continue right here, a little 5 o'clock fire will get you ready. Baseball is back. That means Best Bets is coming up in the 5 o'clock hour as well. That returns. We'll get you ready there as the Astros will take on the Mariners. Also, craziness happening in the National Football League, specifically with the Players Association. We'll get you caught up with that. And the Open Championship. Scotty Scheffler, where is he? Where are all the other leaders? That's coming up next right here live on The Drive.